ओम शांति। टॉपिक फॉर टुडे इज द वायरलेस इज वायरलेस। टुडे नाउडेज इन द वर्ल्ड एवरीथिंग इज मूविंग विद वायरलेस थिंग्स। Nowadays we are conducting online programs and people are taking courses through online mediums, and doctors too does consultation through online, and people are doing work at home. If we take an example of the wireless, this wireless, what is a perfect example from the eternal time? That is of incorporeal Shivbaba. Shivbaba in Paramdham, we know that he is ever pure. Ever pure Shivbaba. How is he taking care of all the activities of the world? And he is also taking care of the yagya through Brahma Baba. What is this? This is the wireless. Since the time Shiv Baba incarnated through the medium of Brahma Baba, he is taking care of everything. So when I got the topic, I was having this thought that how did Brahma Baba take care of all these things? During those times, we didn't have mobiles, no televisions. We didn't have materialistic things. And how did Baba take care of all the things of Yagya? Even today, people from foreign countries say that they get the vision of Brahma Baba. So Baba touches every child through the thought power, through the visions. And even today it's happening. So since in 1965 the telephones and the television started coming. So how did Baba take care of all these things? Through the power of voicelessness, which is wireless. We have seen Badi Dadi, also Prakashmani Dadi, how she took care of the yagya through the power of thought. You must have seen Dadi Janki, how she took care of every whole world by sitting here. So how is this voiceless working? If we go deeply into the subject, how is this taking place? The science also emerged from silence, and the silence power is the most powerful power. But where did silence power emerge from? The silence power emerges from being voiceless. Voiceless means without any trace of vice. That is a state in which, I would say, seven doors. If you break the doors, then you will be able to reach that stage. So first is the five vices. First, last, and all the vices related to the body consciousness, if we break that, we shouldn't have any kind of attraction towards anybody, nor towards the virtues of other person, nor any kind of attraction towards anyone, attraction towards position, attraction of salvation. To get influence towards others. So we should remove the trace of body consciousness. So this is the biggest door to achieve wisely stage. When you use the term wiselessness, there shouldn't be any trace of body consciousness. The term wiselessness if you have to reach that complete wiseless state, we should be complete with all the divine virtues. We should have all the 36 virtues inside. And we should also be full with 16 celestial degrees. And this should work like magic. Whatever happens, we should be always stable, and we should not shake inside. It should act like magic. Even if other person insult or yells at you, you should have sweetness inside. You shouldn't shake. When such a stage comes, then the body consciousness will get destroyed. Then you'll be able to reach the stage of complete wireless stage. Nowadays, a lot of online program is happening. If the server gets down or electricity gets shut down, everything will be down. It's also like this here. Baba is the satellite and the intellect is the server. Intellect is the biggest server. So, below the server, there will be many computers. It can be 100, 200, 500. Similarly, mind, soul, emotions. There are different kinds of thoughts, emotions, memories, attitudes, belief systems. It's like different kinds of computers, and different softwares are installed in it, and the software is that of different sanskars. When I listened to Baba's version in the yoga evening, if you have to make this perfect wireless stage, in the coming days only this will work, because the whole thing is happening through online nowadays. For how many days it will continue? I'm not telling about the time. 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. How many years it will have to get stored? Everything is dependent on satellite. So the earth is tilted 23.5 degrees. When the earth becomes straight, what will happen? All the satellite will come down. And all the satellite will have to come down, and the gravitational pull won't be there. Every system will get destroyed. So how will then be able to work? Brahma Baba practiced from the beginning this wiseless wireless stage, and Shiv Baba was making him work. So after 84 births, if we feel the need of this, I was listening to 69 Murlis. Baba mentioned about the silence power, wiseless wireless stage. We have listened to different Murlis. We have read Murlis till 2017. So I've seen that Baba is telling since the beginning, even in Sakar Murli, Baba is telling. So Baba said today that you have to go to the wiseless golden age. In the golden age, will one person, one deity call telephone other deity? It won't happen that. So will the deity call the other deity to ask what is the program for the evening, or will they send the message through the host? It doesn't work like that. There everything is through the power of thought. If the emperor wishes and procreates thought that in the evening we'll go to the nearby kingdom, we'll go and meet the other family members, it will happen through the power of thought. You have to go in depth about this topic. How will this work? And it has to start from here. Because in the coming time, everything will get failed. Mobiles, computers, everything. Baba said in one blessing, at the time of destruction, Baba's loving child doesn't get destroyed. When the time comes, they'll leave their body on their own. So how will we be able to achieve that stage? And what should we do for that? For that, even now we listened that the line of intellect should be clear. What is the subtle body? Subtle body is mind, intellect and sanskar. These three should be clear, because our viceless stage comes in these three aspects. Baba is also one who cleans the clothes. Our three subtle powers of mind, intellect and sanskar have become so dirty. So the five vices and the other traces of vices is stuck in our mind, intellect, our sanskars, and we keep on think about these vices, and all the belief system is created based on these vices, and in our sense organs too, these vices are instilled. So we have to think about this. If we want to become very pure, every Brahman is working on this, and to an extent we have become successful, and we are getting victories in this. Since the time of COVID, we got the time to get introspection and do tapasya. And everyone likes this, to be introspective. We can see, and the mullis also, we are able to understand. We got the clarity too. But now is the time to go. Now is the time for the world to get destroyed. We should not put our intellect in all these things. Now what should we do now? So the root is in the intellect. All the wisest root is in the intellect. First is body consciousness. I was talking about body consciousness of the relationship with self and others, and other materials required for the body. In the subject, there will be a relationship with the body, but they are not conscious about that, and all the materials will be full, but they won't be attracted towards that in the golden age, and there won't be any kind of sanskars related to body. There will be sanskars related to the soul. here the five vices, so the body also reacts to all these five vices. So there are other subtle vices of laziness, doubting, thinking, rumination, fear, and very restless, and jealousy and hatred. So the seven doors of the Brahman, of the vices, of main five vices, and the second other two are competition and comparison, and the second and the seventh door is of that of laziness. So we have to break these doors. If we remove these four things, for that we have to become introspective. We have to involve in introspection. We should have clarity, and we should talk to ourselves, where is my intellect going? What is inside me? What am I thinking? Once there is unlimited disinterest, and when we are able to introspect properly, when the intellect has gone inside, and when we bring our attention inside and look at ourselves, when we check what is in my intellect, what is in my consciousness, what's in my heart, and when we are able to remove that through the power of churning. I was saying, one is Baba is there in our heart, and Baba's Murlis are also in our heart. When we churn these points of Murlis, it should continue throughout the day. And when we experience these Murli points and feel the Murli and experience Baba and realize it from the heart that this is Baba talking to me, and I have to become like that. When you feel that and experience that, then you will have attainments. When there's attainments, you'll be content. When there's contentment, there'll be happiness. When there is happiness, there'll be power. And when there's power, there'll be transformation. So in every Murli, what I make effort is, yesterday's Murli, there is question answers, there will be song, blessing. So go into the depth of all these points, revise the points, feel the points, and then experience it. Because there's a lot of secrets in the Murli, inner consciousness. We'll see. There will be, slowly, the body consciousness will get removed. The dirt of the body consciousness will slowly get removed. When you practice this constantly, this consciousness of the body will get destroyed, and then there'll only be one thought of who am I and whom do I belong to. So I am a conscious light, and I, the light, is the son of the Supreme Soul, and I am the son of incorporeal Godfather Shiva. And along with that, I get all the powers, and then combined with all the seven virtues. So you need constant relationship with Baba. What we do is we conduct yoga morning and evening. It doesn't work like that. And throughout the day, we are involved in seeing other bodies. So you should turn on the points of knowledge throughout the day. Soul, Baba, connection, and Dharma. We are all actors. We have to be a detached observer and feel that everything is for the good. We should sit in Baba's lap, along with the subtle body. And Baba is teaching us Raja Yoga, and Baba is teaching us the beginning, middle, and the end of the cycle, and Baba is turning us from Brahmins to angels, angels to deities, and deities to worthy of worship stage. So when you go into this deeply, the thing that we have inside of ABCD, soul body, soul baba, connection drama, then there will be purity inside. The meaning of embodiment of knowledge means to remain in the eternal stage of peace. And we will be able to see the deity form. Because this is the original stage. A perfect stage is the eternal stage, deity stage. And this should get emerged inside. While walking, talking, eating, drinking, we should feel like what Brahma Baba felt. Brahma Baba used to feel the original eternal form, and Baba would forget that he was here. He would forget about the body, and he would become bodiless, and he would see Krishna in front of him, and he would see his original deity form. Whatever he sees, others would also see. They would get the vision, and Baba's eyes would see far-sighted things. Baba's eyes would see the sceneries of the Satyug, and people get the vision of the paradise too. So this was Baba's stage. This is the viceless of violence. And remember, Baba's stage was automatic. If nobody had knowledge, they also would feel that. This should be our stage too. So how much ever we keep on churning Baba and Murli, then our original eternal form, incorporeal form, and deity stage will constantly emerge. And one who sees us and gets connected with us, they would feel, and they would feel the violence. They would forget the body consciousness state. They would be able to remain stable in the external incorporeal form, and they would get the vision of Shri Baba. And they would get the vision of the subtle and the golden age and the incorporeal world. And our face will be like a walking museum. And our face will change to that of the deity form. Other people will see this as a Hanuman or the Devi or deity. So who has devotion towards a particular deity, they see us in that form. So one thing you have to remember is to not mix your versions in Baba's versions. You should not get influenced by anyone, but you should respect everyone. You should get influenced only by one Baba. I have only one Shri Baba and nobody else. When such a stage comes, this is the complete viceless stage. No trace of lust, no trace of anger, no trace of want or desire. No kind of wishes will be there. We'll be totally beyond all these material things. Basic needs of food, water, we need only that much. Apart from that, we do not desire anything. And there's no time now. Do not think that we have to create time. We have to create time right now. We have to bring it inside and constantly read Avyakt Murli and churn about this 1967 to 2017. This is the best method to become voiceless. Our heart should have only one Baba and Baba's Murli, and automatically our original form will be revealed to others, and others will see us in that form. When such a stage comes, then our third eye of wisdom will get opened, I have power of discrimination, and making decisions will be accurate, and our perfect Brahman's nature embodiment will be emerged, and our original angelic stage will be emerged, and that of deity form will be emerged, and the incorporeal stage will be emerged. Then you experience. I started feeling this. This is a wonderful stage. Then our thoughts get changed. You keep on thinking, maybe that of Satyug or the days to come, we go to certain region, sometimes I go to Parindam. This is a wonderful stage. And we get the touching according to time, and we keep on talking to Baba. This is a wonderful experience. I feel like this these days, and I feel how Baba is making this voiceless violence. Our subconscious mind won't be there, unconscious mind will be there, our mind will be 100%, and whatever medicine goes inside, the energy will be full. We do not require any kind of medication. We will be constantly thinking of Baba, and our sanskars will get transformed, and our voiceless and voiceless will work, and Baba's name will be revealed to the world. Om Shanti.